Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Wednesday the 24th of August 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So yesterday, the east coast of America was hit by an earthquake. If you suffered any damage in that, then I wish you well. I hope you're all fine and dandy. As far as I'm aware, there's no one's got seriously injured or hurt in it. So that's a good thing. If you're in the US as well, you'll be waking up to the news that the US government is going to give you $103 million to upgrade your rural broadband. Well, our country, the UK, our little tiny good old UK, 1/50th the size of your country, gave up £300 million last week for rural broadband upgrade. Yeah. So now, how do you think? You're going to be getting it. It doesn't say when. I think they're looking at people that are far more outlying than the people that there are in the UK that haven't got broadband, though. I'm not that proud. RIM has unveiled the BlackBerry Curve 9360. It's apparently an affordable smartphone upgrade. It's going to give you BlackBerry 7 OS, and it's going to be very much like the current Curve model. But it'll be easy to use, full-featured, and socially connected, as all the best smartphones are, of course. It's going to be affordable, but on the story that I found, I couldn't find a price for it. It's got a 2.4-inch HVGA screen, so it's not big. You won't be watching many movies on it. And it's 480x360 resolution. There's a 512 megabytes onboard memory, which you can expand to 32 gig. Good grief! When are these people going to learn? And it's got a 5 megapixel camera that's probably very crappy. Would I buy it? Would I hell? There's a rumour kicking around at the moment that Samsung are aiming to buy HP's PC business. Yes, HP is planning to sell off all of its non-printing consumer hardware, and it looks like Taiwanese notebook maker Samsung could be right up their tree. They're looking to get all of the stuff that they can get their hands on from them. Whether there's going to be any patents come with that and that kind of thing, it doesn't say. And how much it's going to go for, no one actually knows. But if Samsung started making desktops, that might be interesting. Also in the news for Samsung, it would seem that they're changing their tack on Apple's case against them for the Galaxy Tab. They're saying that there's prior art, which if you've got a patent claim and you can prove that someone else has done it before you, then you can't make it stick. They've gone back to Stanley Kubrick's film 2001 A Space Odyssey, because there's a picture of some blokes eating some dinner with what looks like a Samsung Galaxy Tab next to them. So they're saying they copied Stanley Kubrick. I'm not sure that that's a good idea, is it? But never mind, he's dead. United Airlines are doing something that's not fictional. They're taking 11,000 iPads and they're giving them out to all of their pilots. It's going to replace their big heavy trunk. You know, the big thing they used to carry around with charts and maps and layouts of airports and all that kind of stuff. They're going to get one of these things at £1.50 and it's going to replace approximately, unquote, 38 pounds of paper, operating manuals, navigation charts, reference handbooks, flight checklists, logbooks, and weather information on the pilot's flight bag. Oh yes, I'd rather carry that. What kind of cover they're going to come with, and whether they'll get a keyboard or not, and whether they'll be getting Angry Birds or not, it doesn't say. And in another rumour, Apple are planning an entirely new form factor in their Mac lineup. The MacBook Air, the MacBook Pro, the Mac Mini, the iMac, and the Mac Pro will be supplemented with something else. Now, if you were listening the other night, I predicted that what we needed was an iMac in a box. You remember the Cube? That'll do me. Well, it could be coming. I could be right. Have I predicted something and got it right in the first place? I really doubt it. What is kind of cool is that iTunes is letting you have the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album free of charge. They're not giving it away, no, you're going to have to buy it if you want to keep it, but you can stream it free of charge, which is really cool. I went now to go this morning and it looked like it was going to be US only, of course, but I went to the UK store and it was there and I had a listen and it's rather good. I'll be listening to the rest of it during the day while I'm sitting working, that's for sure. Russia has approved the Siberian-Alaskan Railway. If you live in Alaska, I know we've definitely got one listener up there, hello Bear Cub, then you'll be able to go from one to the other backwards and forwards. It's going to be just like the Channel Tunnel, except it's going to be twice as long, and the two countries that have got the tunnel coming are probably less likely to have had a tunnel apart from England and France. It's going to go right under the Bering Straits, which could be a hell of a journey, and if it breaks and cracks, oh, there's an awful lot of cold water coming in. But if you fancy Siberia in the winter, whoa, that's a great trip, isn't it? If you don't, then bear in mind, of course, you can always get on a trawler and they'll take you over. That sounds appealing. And finally, The iPhone Megaphone has come out. It's a ceramic tube that's got loads of little acoustic chambers, and you plug your iPhone in the top and all of your music comes out. It's not electronic. It's just an analog thing, and it's got loads of chambers that resonate the sound before it propels it out. You can do exactly the same by getting yourself a really big bowl or putting your iPhone inside a vase and leaning it forwards. Don't get conned by the price. Come on, people. Don't forget to vote for us in the European Podcast Awards. It doesn't matter if you're not in Europe. All you've got to do is go to the Bagel Tech News homepage and click on the links that are there for the Max Show, the Photo Show, the News Show and the Big Show, and it'll take you through and you can vote for our shows there on the website. If you refresh your browser, it'll let you vote again as well. So please vote as many times as you possibly can. Thank you. I want to win some at this year. I've tried so hard. If you've got a story and no one wants to listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again tomorrow night with the Bagel Tech Big Show with Eric Lanigan, James Hart, Sarah Gray, myself, and another, but I can't think who yet. If anyone knows anyone who wants to be a virtual assistant and help with the bookings, that would be great, because I'm losing me thread here. Really am. Failing that, we'll be here on Friday with the Daily Show in the morning, and then we'll have the Max Show at 1 o'clock. Will Green will be back, and then we'll have the Photo Show at 3 o'clock. And there's a ton of photo news out there this week, so it could be a three-hour show if Will Green comes. Yes. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.